declare, Lord God Almighty, sir, that our children belong to you. Our children do not belong to the enemy. And Lord God Almighty, sir, we say that the scrolls are being released, that the veil is being torn, and this thing will be turned around in Jesus' name.
Well, my friends, I call you blessed in Jesus' name. You know what you just saw? You just saw just a little bit from Hope Fest, big time City of Angels at the Rose Bowl, which is the Los Angeles Coliseum. I was there over the weekend with Cheon. Are you kidding me? Cheon, who's running for governor. We bless you in Jesus' name, even though they kicked you off the ballot last week. Wow. The People's Republic of California is pushing back against the body of Jesus, but I'm telling you, he's standing strong. And I was there, and it was absolutely incredible. It's one of the best things I've ever had the privilege of being a part of. I loved every single minute of it. And these videos, like that interview right there and a bunch of these other videos, we are loading up onto ODX.TV for all of my partners who are helping me, like Mike Cingarelli right there, like Joseph Z., like Trey Smoker. I see him in the background. I want to tell you, I want to grab a hold of a dadgum guitar and go out there and start jamming. And there's me and Andrew Womack, one of my great heroes, incredible, incredible scholar, amazing man of God. And it was an incredible, incredible weekend. Guys, welcome, friends, to episode number 136. 136 of The Pulse. I'm your host, Troy Brewer. Coming at you strong here from the studios at Open Door Church. And I'm telling you guys, it's been a banner day today, guys. I'm going to be talking to you today about a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to be having some guests that are on here. What am I going to be talking to you about? Well, I'm going to be talking to you about, we rescued 2 4-year-old boys. I will be showing you the pictures later, but we rescued twins this morning. I'm just going to cut to it. I'll show you the pictures here in a little bit. No, I'm going to show you now. Okay, here's the pictures. Watch this. Boom.
Oh,
we rescued those two little boys and got them in our home today.
Wow.
Two four-year-old little boys in Mexico who were being trafficked into the United States to be sold into trafficking here. Mm. And we diverted that horrible, horrible thing that was about to happen to them. We got these little boogers. We got them in today. And I already love these kids.
I'm obsessed with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why they're just, you can just tell, is because we asked them, what you want? It's Christmas time. You can have anything you want. And they both said, we want ice cream. So literally gave them both a whole bowl of ice cream. They got all sugared up and they were losing their minds. They're actually in a home that you and I, as partners together, have actually provided for them, and we have them right now. Those are our kids now, and there'll be more about that here within it. But I had no idea this morning that we were going to rescue a set of twins. I call them the Sons of Thunder is what I call them. Hallelujah. I've got twins.
Yeah, you do.
I got twins. My twins are all grown up. Do you know my oldest daughter's going to be 40 years old this year?
You're old.
Another 12.
I'm old,
Pastor,
as a hell,
brother.
I'm the Ancient of Days. I am the Ancient of Days, and praise God for
the
that.
The Ancient of Days.
Anyway, call you bust. Joining me is Miss Shay Wilbur. How are you, Ladybug?
I'm good. I'm just trying to keep up with you today. Your schedule today has been insane. We got here. We literally met here at 7:30 this morning to get your day started.
Yeah, and you didn't brush your teeth. I had to make you go brush your teeth. You had zoo breath.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so listen, I love you, honey. You got to brush your teeth.
You know what? That is not true. I actually came prepared because I knew I was going to be up in your face doing your makeup early. So I had gum. You know,
Thank you for my pretty, pretty pony makeup that you put on me this morning before I did the Graham Allen show.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You started off today at the Graham Allen show. You were on there live.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Yeah.
Great
we
way
had
to
last,
start the day.
I checked a while back, and I mean, we had 29 new partners this morning.
Awesome.
Graham Allen, great American patriot.
Yeah.
He's on the Rumble channel, had over 1 billion views last year with B.
Wow.
And very viewed. And anyway, he's partnered with us. He's joined my Aunt's International team, which is a part of Troy Brewer Ministries. And he's helping me rescue kids now. And the brother is excited about being in that, by the way.
It's really cool.
Everybody wants to know, where's the makeup video? No,
you know what?
There
no,
ain't no,
no, no
makeup
Can I
video.
Can I just tell them, Pastor,
no, I don't want
you guys,
to be
for
makeup.
All of those who are wanting that video,
oh,
it's
God.
Coming very soon. It's we
horrible.
Filmed it yesterday.
It is the most humiliating thing I go through in my entire day.
We filmed
I want
it.
To, So listen, I'm making them put a spittoon in my makeup room so that I can just act like a man and spit in a spittoon.
I don't even know what a spittoon is, but I'm assuming you just spit into
it? Yeah, you go, bang.
No.
I'm a world-class spitter too, man.
You talk to Suwanami about that. I will be shocked if that passes the Suwanami.
Suwanami will get me a brass spittoon.
And Pastor Leanna. It's Pastor
Leanna. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway,
the makeup video is coming. That being said, guys, stay tuned. We filmed all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. We followed you along with the camera, a behind the scenes video. Pastor, I actually can't wait to show it to you. I have it to show you after the show. It's really cool and really gives a good idea of what a day in the life of Pastor Troy is, from all the things, the makeup to the deep spiritual stuff, to figuring out what's God put on your heart to share across, you know, on a national television show.
Well, I'm just going to just tell you this right now. Okay. Gay alert. Sometimes I put on makeup and it's just so gay. I'm sorry. I just hate it. I hate every single minute of it. My daughters, before you guys started putting makeup on me, and they got to get my camera ready because I really am old and I really am blotchy, and they put makeup on me. And so praise God, like, you're blotchy today, Pastor Troy. Well, dude, I'm old and I'm running ragged and I've had a few uppers, man. That's true. I'm sleeping day and night, man, you know, whatever it is. So I'm just, honestly, I am just joking. Everybody knows I'm just joking, except for whoever's the fuddy-duddy out there is like, you're supposed to represent Jesus and you're supposed to not ever be funny. Dude, you're not going to like me. Go away. Go away in Jesus' name. But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord with great joy.
Yes. And if you're already offended, well, you should just leave now. Listen,
I'm just getting warmed up. I'm just getting warmed up if you're already offended. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm just getting warmed up.
Exactly.
Anyway, but it is pretty funny. I can tell you this, though. I've already told you guys, for all of y'all that are plugging in right now, we rescued two 4-year-old twin boys this morning. We rescued them from American traffickers. There was a Mexican cartel. We rescued them from an American market. And let me show their pictures one more time. Let me show their pictures here. Those are twin little boys that are 4 years old. Don't have a mama. Don't have a daddy. And now
we've got them.
We've got them now. These are innocent little boys who would have been sold to monsters.
Sweet.
And if we as the body of Jesus do not stop this, there's nobody else coming. And we have to stop it. Guys, we are stopping it. This is our 30th year of fighting trafficking. And I think that's going to put us over the 150 mark of rescues just since January.
Gosh,
amen. 150 rescues just since January, including a 22-year-old girl yesterday that one of our rescuers, operators, military veterans, rescued in Nebraska yesterday.
Yeah, right here in the U.S.
Right here in the U.S., rescued her from a monster that had her and was holding her against her will. And sometimes it just takes a grown man that sometimes might put on makeup to go in there and just stomp the crap out of somebody and say, you cannot have this person any longer.
Yep.
Sorry, but now I'm talking kingdom. I'm not talking church. I'm talking kingdom. And if you can hang, you can hang. If you can't, you can't. But that's okay. You can count on us to come and rescue you if something terrible was to ever happen to you. Because there is a very real remnant in the body of Jesus Christ that is saying, we're sick and tired of this baloney. We don't care what we got to do. We're rescuing kids, and we are going to raise them. And it shouldn't be a crime for a girl to be pretty and be 22 years old and be vulnerable to some kind of a monster who wants to hold her captive against her will. And we actually shut it down yesterday. And it takes grown men to be able to do that. Hey, listen, I want to tell you, if you're grateful for grown men in the body of Jesus, why don't you call that number? Why don't you call 877-413-0888 and say, praise God that there is a ministry that is rescuing little boys from people who are addicted to pornography. Praise God there is a ministry that is willing to get into the grill of a monster that's holding a 22-year-old girl captive. Praise God. And that's you, and that is me. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to call that number, and I want you to stand with us in some kind of a way. And if you guys will give $50 or more, I'm going to send you a free hat. And it's this hat. And you know what? It calls you a rescuer. You know, what does it cost? What does it take to rescue? What does that take? Well, it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of commitment. It takes a whole lot of partnership. Because it's one thing to rescue a kid. It's another thing to raise that kid. One of the ways that we rescue our kids, including these two beautiful little 4-year-old boys, who after I get back from Japan, I'm going to go down there to Mexico and I'm going to go see those little critters and I'm going to love on them. And they're going to get to know Papa Troy and they will love me more than they love anybody else because that's what they do. They're just like,
I don't know. I might try to take that top spot. All right, if I see these two little boys, I mean,
I know how you get
around
babies. I'm
going to go crazy. You know me. I will be holding them the whole time.
I know how you get it. Hey, listen, I would like to be in the model that I am. The perfect model. Ooh. This is a rescuer hat. I'll send you one free today. If you'll give us at least $50 or more, we'll put it in a cool box and we'll send it to you.
Yeah.
And you'll be glad that you got our cool swag box.
Yeah, well. Make the donation. If you make the donation online, then call our number 877-413-0888 and say, hey, I just donated. This is my name. I just donated $50 or more. I want a free hat. Or you can actually just call that number, make the donation right over the phone. And yeah, that's a fun little giveaway we have for you. Because when you partner with us, you truly are becoming a rescuer. You are teaming up with the work that we do and the reward is for you as well. We believe it.
This has been an incredible week and I'm about to start telling you all about it. But let me let Miss Rebecca, some say tomato, I say tamayo. Rebecca is here with us. How are you, ma'am?
I am great.
I'm a little bit wound up. I just got an IV.
I know.
And I'm like wound up.
You
I'm
ran
like
up
just
those
sitting
steps.
There. I'm starting to go, let's go. And I was like, a few minutes ago, I was like, getting so old. And now I'm like,
you're excited.
I'm feeling good, man.
Feeling good.
Man, this stuff called NADS that they put in you.
That stuff, literally.
And then this B12 shot. Mm-hmm. And then all the juice. And they put this stuff in you. And it's like, man, I'm sitting here. I'm on fire right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, talking about fire, we have so many people tuning in. We have Africa in the house. We have Garland in the house. We have Canada in the house. We have multiple people tuning in. And if you comment, if you share, and you say, hey, this is me, this is a way that you are able to be a media missionary. That's not only if you go on mission trips. That is you being the hands and feet of Jesus. And I love what we're doing today with the $50 donation. That is how you can partner with us. And you will get a hat with your $50 donation. So you could call us at 877-413-0888, or you can go to odx.tv. You could go to troybrewer.com, click give, or if you like to mail and you want to mail us a check, you go mail it to P.O. Box 3775 Burleson, Texas, 76097. And it's great to be back. I missed it.
I want you to say what you just said in Spanish.
Ay, señor santo.
Yeah, there's a lot of people watching
in Spanish. Yeah, just say, Pastor Troy is awesome, and you can trust this ministry. Say that.
So, si estás escuchando por todo el mundo, Belize, México, Venezuela, Guatemala, Guadalajara, donde quiera donde estés, tú puedes ser un misionero. No tienes que ir, pero con tu comentario, con tu click, con tu estando aquí programado, tú puedes ser un misionero a todo el mundo. Puedes mandar tu cheque a P.O. Box 3775 Burleson, Texas, 76097. Nos puedes llamar a 877-413-0888 o puedes ir a troybrewer.com y puedes cliquear el
Outstanding.
Y así te puedes conectar con nosotros.
Good
en este día.
God Almighty.
That was really
Here's
fast.
The other language I learned. Ixnay on the x-ray. I know a little bit of pig Latin, I think, but that's about all I know.
Actually, I didn't breathe, so there you go.
All I know
that was
is,
fun.
All I know is
that was really, really fun.
Hey, listen, you guys know that we will have Apostle and Pastor David Whittington is going to be with us here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
He's been hanging out with us. He's going to go home he's going to go home going into a coma after hanging out with us here for a couple of days. And he's also going to be joining me here tonight at Open Door Church.
Yes.
We are having a supernatural service tonight. We're praying over everybody tonight. We're having altars tonight the whole time. We're going to prophesy. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the Lamb of the Living.
Amen.
Bring somebody who's sick. Bring somebody who is down. Bring somebody who's freaked out. And let's see the goodness of the Lord move. It's just going to happen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ever.
And you're going to sing, right? I heard.
You're singing tonight?
Is he going to Someone told me.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Wow.
That'll be fun.
Cool. All right.
When you join us.
I'm going to be busting out my brand new Strat. I got a brand new
Absolutely.
Strat.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to do some magnificent leads.
Ah, Pablo.
Right.
Pablo from Spanish.
Argentina.
Yes,
Argentina's in the house.
Look, he's doing the donation in Spanish. I love that.
I know. I told you.
People literally, when we went to Belize, they're like, we know you. I'm like, oh, like I just forget that we're online and people tune in from all over the world. And it was
amazing.
You got
too many gringos in your life. Yeah. You forget that you can speak Spanish.
Well, I hide it until you let me use it.
And well, I tell you all the time, yeah. You're afraid it's to fun. Be you,
it's
man.
It's really, really fun to be
you.
Able to do that.
That's awesome.
Love you. So,
I love you.
Hey, I want to go back. Somebody mm-hmm. wrote, and I think it was Family Six something, mm-hmm. and she said, look, I need a free bunch of bullet points. Let me see if I can find it here.
I'm looking on YouTube.
Okay. I'm going to go back. You guys look up also, too, some stuff for me.
A free list of focused intercession points?
Yeah, exactly right.
Family Six Shire. Okay. Could I get a free list of focused intercession points for the ministry?
Okay, I'm going to give you guys some focused intercession points, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, we need millions of dollars for our place in Branson. I'm going to start off there. And we're trying to raise at least $3.5 million for that. And that is before we fill that house up with 75 pregnant girls. The home is incredible. I'm going to be there again tomorrow. Here's some amazing, look at this. I want you guys to look at this house, and it's there. And guys, we are going to put a bunch of pregnant girls within that place. And I'm specifically going after a license for pregnant migrant minors. So many, many little girls have been shipped into our country. They're being tossed around in pornography rings and also within sex trafficking rings to an American market, which is fueled by pornography. And people have allowed this mess to go on for forever. And then there are all these 11 and 12 and 13 year old little girls within our system that have been rescued by various rescuers like Boz, like Craig Sawman Sawyer, like Troy Brewer, and like other people, a whole bunch of my friends that are actually doing this kind of work. And then they have to go into the system because nobody has a license. You can see what caliber of house this is. Fully furnished. It's ready to go. And it's there waiting on us right now to get it. And friends, I need your help. I need you to pray for me. If you can't afford to give, you can afford to pray. Amen. And pray and ask the Lord to give us literally tens of millions of dollars. Like, what are you going to do with tens of millions of dollars? Same thing I did with tens of millions of dollars last year and the year before, mm-hmm. which is rescue kids. That's what I'm going to do. And friends, I want to tell you, we rescued 908 kids last year. Thank you so much. We rescued 908 kids last year. We've rescued over 12,000 of these guys, including the two little boys we rescued this morning. And I'll put their pictures up one more time. Can you imagine? These children were slaves yesterday. Yesterday, those two precious little boys were slaves. Today, they are set free. And we've got them, and we're going to love them. And it's incredible. So we have a chance to do this right here within the United States and take these kids that have suffered terrible trauma and terrible abuse. And I'm going after the licensing on this. And I want to tell you, we're already getting tremendous pushback. And I'm going to document the pushback. And every mm-hmm. single government official that tells me, no, I don't think you can do that, we'll just make them famous. And we'll say, how come? How come? Why not? Okay, is 30 years of rescuing kids not enough? Is that what that is? Is 12,000 children not enough? Obviously, you're the expert in this. I'm starting to get mad right now. Mm-hmm. And I will fire up over this thing. I'm documenting how impossible it is for Americans to rescue kids legally. Mm. And that's on purpose. That's on purpose. And guys, we got to shine a light on that. Go, not mm-hmm. on our watch. We want these kids. And they don't need to be in the CPS system. They don't need to be in the CPS system. The body of Jesus needs to be able to raise these kids. And in the CPS system, they will end up in a bunch of liberal, secular, nefarious homes that will actually partner with the porno industry so that the day that they stop getting their government check, they kick them out onto the streets, and then the pornography industry actually has a list of all those 16 and 17-year-old kids, and then they work with nefarious people within the government that make sure that they get tossed from home to home to home to home to home so that they don't have anybody in the world, and then this horrible industry shows up to those 16 and 17-year-old kids and says, hey, you're about to be 18, and the day that you get out, we're going to give you a place to stay. We're going to make you famous. Everybody's going to love you. We're going to be awesome. And then they go. And then those kids will kill themselves by the time they're 21, 22, 23, after they have gone through that abuse and after they have no more hope for not being addicted to drugs. Mm. I want to throw a wrench in that. I need you to stand with me. I want you to call the number, call 877-413-0888, unless you and I do this thing. The other things that you guys can pray for me about is about this licensing. Mm-hmm. That is a really big deal. I need you guys to pray about the licensing, that we're fully licensed in every single way. And I am working with our attorney general here in the state of Texas, Ken Paxton. He is actually helping me and he's working with me. I'm going to go meet the Speaker of the House, Mr. Mark Johnson, in D.C. Here in just a couple of weeks. I was invited up there and I get to have audience with him. No, listen, I got great news. There's some good things happening, but we just can't take it for granted. We got to pray it all the way through. There's another issue, too. There's a home that my rescuers need in Central Texas. It's a secret place. It's a great, big, beautiful place. Has a 6,500-square-foot house on it, and I need that house. I need that place. That's a whole different place. I don't got to hire a single person to run it. I don't got to do nothing except for buy the place. I just don't have the financing to be able to do that. And I don't know. So wow. Reb has something to say. Rebecca, you have something to say about sewing? What do you have here?
So sometimes the greatest breakthroughs don't come after you receive. They come after you release. So I want to encourage everybody that is feeling in their heart to sow a seed. Mm-hmm. Remember that you're not just giving, you are declaring. And this is what the Lord's been teaching me to release also, that I trust in him. In everything, that I believe in the harvest. I know God multiplies what I release. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11, I'll start talking in Spanish, 11:1, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. A seed may leave your hand, but it never leaves your life. Every seed speaks, creates movements, breaks cycles, and open doors. So I want to encourage everybody watching right now that sometimes a seed that you sow today becomes a miracle you walk into tomorrow.
Yesterday, I got a check in the mail. Troy Brew Ministries got a check in the mail yesterday from a couple from Florida, and it was for $25,000.
Wow. And then someone sold today.
Gosh.
$10,000.
Yep. And somebody else sold $10,000. Guys, we got to raise millions and millions of dollars for this thing.
Amen.
But I want to tell you, people are stepping up, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you. I love you guys. I call you guys blessed. We're doing this thing together. We're in this fight together. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid at all. If you give $50 or more today, I'll send you a cool hat. I'll send you a hat. And then, it calls you a rescuer. That's what it does. I'll send you a hat. It'll come in a cool swag box. You're like, what's a swag box? Oh, wait till you see it. It's crazy cool. So pray in the name of Jesus for those things. I'm going to be in Japan beginning next week. Pray for that trip. That trip is a very important trip. I'm going to be in Branson, Missouri tomorrow. I'll be back at the Open Door Food Bank on Saturday morning. If you guys are in DFW and you want to come out and be a missionary and help us feed over, we typically feed 4,000 people on Saturdays. We give away around 100, 120,000 pounds of food every single Saturday. I'll be out there. We're going to be laying our hands on people and we're going to see signs, miracles, and wonders that'll happen on Saturday morning. And I hope to see you here. And then Sunday morning, I'm going to be here. Boom. Woo! And you guys got to be here. All right. Let's continue in this thing.
Okay.
Because today we did do the Graham Allen show. Yeah. And we did that. And that was really good. Graham Allen's partnering with us. And if you guys are Rumble people or if you're YouTube people, look up Graham Allen and be a part of his gig because he actually partners with us. And then yesterday we filmed with Eric Steckelback. And when is that going to air?
That's airing this Friday.
Okay.
7:30 p.m. Eastern on TBN. And that was so good, Pastor.
Wow. How was that?
It was awesome.
I don't know. It's just kind of a blur. The whole thing is everything I do is a blur. But being in the same room with Eric to me is
I love getting to see you guys. This photo, this was taken before you actually filmed and he just came and you guys sat and you chatted for a good while.
You know what? That's the first time in about 10 years I've been skinny enough to be able to cross my legs.
Oh,
that's a win. I'm just telling
you. That's a win.
It's a win, man.
I love that photo.
that's cracking me up, man. That's so funny. For this fat man to be able to cross his legs, that's a really big deal. Okay. Well, that was a good photo, and you did good with that. Okay. So we need to activate the Open Door Army, and here's what I need you to do. I need you guys to watch the Eric Steckelback show. If you find him on YouTube, Go on there. Watch it on Friday night. At what time is that going to be?
7:30 Eastern.
7:30 Eastern time. Mm-hmm. 7:30 Eastern Central time.
We will share a link also to remind everybody in the morning and and right
whenever
before,
as soon as from them we'll
I'll
share
push
that
it across all of our social media. Mm-hmm. And I need to activate you guys because guys, if you will, man, as soon as that thing airs, get on there and go, oh, Troy's on here. My first time here. And I love it that Troy is on here. And if you guys will do that, it'll cause the algorithm to go huge, huge, huge. Like it, share it, do all the stuff. And what's real is these people start having me on all the time.
It's amazing to see what God is doing.
Yeah. And what was cool about yesterday is they originally just booked you for a segment. And then they were like, you know what? We love Pastor Troy. Let's have him on for a whole show. So you did the whole
show.
Those
are my friends.
They are. They're the best. We love Rose and Solange and that whole team over there. They take good care of us.
Well, they're such good people. And then Ransom House update, just gave it. I'm going out there with a big team of people tomorrow, including these two ladies.
We're taking a camera guy. And we're going to be, I think, I'm just saying, Pastor, you know, yesterday, you guys will see it. We filmed it. It's about 7 to 10 minutes long. A whole day in the life with you, Pastor, from yesterday. But we're going to do that again tomorrow, if that's okay. We're going to film you in Branson. And we'll give people, you know, you guys have been hearing us talk about this house. You've seen some video footage. But we're going to be following Pastor Troy tomorrow with the camera as we walk around it and just hear your heart. I would love to hear your heart as we go through that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. Right
It'll
on.
It'll be fun.
Y'all can film me eating a big old hot dog. And I don't care. I don't care what you do.
Yeah, we'll do
I
it.
Really don't care. As long as we rescue kids.
So more
really
to come.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of rescues, last week I asked our team to pray because there was a huge rescue operation that happened in the Yucatan. Okay. And our teams, in conjunction with a prosecuting attorney, the federal attorney general, the federal, how do I put this? What is her title? She is the main prosecuting attorney in the nation of Mexico. She partners with us. We partner with her. She's over everybody. And I was with her whenever we went and spoke at the committee on the World Cup in Mexico City here a few weeks ago. She's like, be in prayer for me. We actually sponsored, talking about Troy Brewer Ministries, you and I, we sponsored all the tactical gear. We sponsored a whole bunch of stuff that goes with this. And we went after a pornography ring in the Yucatan Peninsula, which, let me talk to the lion demon-possessed senator from Yucatan, who I heard you, you joker, you heifer, you demon-possessed knucklehead. I heard you get up in front of my American Congress and say, I'm happy to report that we've ended trafficking here. That tells me you're a trafficker. That's like if you're Italian and you say there's no such thing as a mafia. If you are a senator and you say there's no such thing as trafficker, that means you're trafficking. Yeah, that's what that means. And then boom, lo and behold, what happened? Well, we went after the ring. We've had 36 arrests. We arrested 36 traffickers. And then on top of that, we rescued a whole bunch of people, including three minors that were a part of this pornography ring. I do not have any details, except for it just so happens we got 2 4-year-old children today. So there you go. So here's what I'm going to tell you guys. When I say I need you cats to be in prayer for us, I need you cats to be in prayer for us. And for the people that we are praying for, and come on, guys, come on, be in prayer for us. But I got to give that great big victory report and say it went very successful. None of the good guys died. And like, Pastor Troy, did any of the bad guys die? Because I'm worried about that. Well, I don't know. I didn't ask. I just didn't ask. That's how that works. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Praise God. Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. And thank you to Anonymous who just donated $50 on YouTube. Thank you so much. Call the number 877-413-0888. Say, hey, that was me. I just donated. We'll be able to see, I think on the back end, that was you. So give us a call and let us know. And we'll get you your
guys. I'm so excited. We're doing more than we've ever done. And so it's all working.
It's awesome.
I mean, it's just happening. This is the will of God. Absolutely. It truly is the will of God. And this is the heart of King Jesus. And I love it. I totally love it. Okay. Last thing here before we bring Pastor David Whittington on. I did a Facebook post and I'm going to use this to lead into our interview with Pastor David. And then when we go behind the veil, he's got his son-in-law, Gary's going to be here with us, and he's going to be giving his testimony. And whenever I introduce Pastor David, I'll tell you more about him. But he's a very good friend of mine. We've been friends for a while. Jamie Galloway is one that connected us. Jamie was like, bro, you got to know this guy in Maryland. he's so cool, dude. He's cool. And so I was like, okay. So I went and hung out with Pastor David and his supernatural school. And he's nuts. He's crazier than I am. He's crazy. He ain't even right. He's got 20 people living in his house right now. 20 outreach recipients that he's discipling living in his house right this second. And yeah, he's that kind of guy that will move. Yes, I have moved homeless people into my house. And yes, I've done crazy things. But this guy does it to the max. I mean, he just does it to the max. You're going to love him. But leading off into that, I did a post. Mm-hmm. And you lovely ladies, you saw mm-hmm. my post.
Yes, we did.
So did a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people did see it. And it's a Facebook post. And mm-hmm. I want to just encourage you guys to go to my Facebook and look at it. There's a picture of me preaching mm-hmm. on a television screen. Mm-hmm. And it's called Wrecked.
Grateful.
Grateful and wondering.
And wondering. Yeah. Like wondering what? Well, full of wonder. Okay. By the way, the word wow is an acronym for wonder of wonders.
That's cool. I didn't
That's
know that.
That's what wow means. Yeah, it's an acronym. I love that. It's a wow. It's like a wonder of wonders. I don't have anything. I don't even have a grid. I don't know what to say about it. That's what a wow was. And I was talking about the wow of getting to be a part of wow. Hope Fest in California, in Los Angeles, and just recognizing, I don't know how God got me here. I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm the least of everybody here. And how good it is to just be wrecked by the Holy Spirit, to be totally wrecked. And I got totally wrecked at that. Just I was overwhelmed with gratitude, with respect for people, with awe of the heart of King Jesus. And to be very honest, that happens with me a lot. I get wrecked a lot. I know this is going to shock everybody, but I'm fairly emotional. And that's me standing. Now, look, the stadium was still filling up at this point, but the stadium got filled. It got completely filled before it was over with. But, just standing off stage here, getting ready to go out there and to do my part was pretty crazy. What other pictures do we have in here?
We have a couple.
Andrew Womack. Yeah. Like, I'm backstage just standing there with Brother Andrew. And, you know,
that's a great photo.
What do you do when you're standing next to Brother Andrew? You tell him you love him. You tell him you're proud of him. Like, I know you don't know me from Adam, but I love you, sir. You've really poured into my life. Your ministry's made a tremendous difference in my life. I praise God for you. And, he was there the same as I was. He's so humble. He's like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. I was like, I don't either. I don't have any idea what I'm doing here either.
Wow.
And he's like, how did you pull this event off, Troy? And I went, this ain't my event. I was invited just like you are. That's a true story.
No way.
And he goes, who's doing this thing? I said, Jayon. Jayon's doing
was
this.
Was it Jayon that put that on?
Jayon.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
And then he got all the generals.
I just knew it was all these generals of the faith that was like
Jayon,
incredible.
Man.
Wow. Yeah.
And he does that thing every year.
Wow.
And it's like, oh my gosh. And so, God Almighty is so good. Without going off into it, I would encourage you guys to find it. Maybe I'll read some of it once Pastor David gets on here. Mm-hmm. But we're about to bring Pastor David on, and we're about to have a talk with him. And I want to talk to you about how important it is to be wrecked. I'm actually going to speak to him and ask him, hey, how important it is to live with the Lord, before the Lord, with a broken heart. Amen. And that's my jam. That's my jam. Because the Lord cannot resist a broken heart.
Amen.
That's what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
And I do, don't I? Mm-hmm. I really do.
Mm-hmm. I really feel that what you and Pastor Leanna, the legacy and what you guys are doing with mission is a really great way for your heart to be broken and to be reset. And I want to encourage, like, this is the mission. This is what we're called to do. But when we go on these mission trips, Pastor, you get wrecked over and over and over. It's not like it shouldn't be something normal. Like, I'm going to wreck you and I'm going to reset you. So when you get back, you get some things aligned that actually matter and get it together.
You and I had a big talk about that, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Because I told you, because you just got back from Belize.
Yes.
When I was in LA, you were down in Belize. And you know about all the girls we rescued down there. You know about the babies we birthed down there.
Yes, sir.
You know, all the things that we're a part of down there. Okay, when you get back, If you're going to let your life get wrecked, I can tell you this right now. If you're going to, when you get through with your wrecking, you're going to go through what I call a hangover. And you will understand what a kingdom hangover is. Where you go on a missions trip, you get completely wrecked, and then you got to come back and live in a normal life, and it doesn't jive. It doesn't jive, and it's confusing. And I've been doing this, you know, since, you know, I was 19 years old. I've been in full-time ministry since I was 19. This is my 40th year of ministry. I'm 59 now. And there have been times coming back from Uganda, I'd be on the plane, and I would look over, and Leanna would, she'd just be looking at the floor, she'd start crying. I would start crying because I knew exactly what she was going through. How can we line up our lives with this? And we knew we were coming home to a church of a bunch of old fuddy-duddies that were mad at us. Why you got to go over there and mess with them Africans when there's all these kids over here? And why you got to go down there and mess with them Mexicans when we got all these kids right here in Texas? Why you got to do that? And like, well, if you take care of your own stinking kids, I wouldn't have to take care of your kids. Why don't you be an awesome dad? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good.
Preach.
So anyway, I'm about to go out. But that's exactly what I do. And then those people have pastor issues. Oh, he was mean. Like, get away from me. And you go through this hangover where you go through this thing where you just like, okay, I have no way of explaining this to anybody. I have no way of communicating it to anybody. Pastor David, he's off camera. He knows. He just got back from South Africa. He's been all over the world stomping around. You've been all over the world. And you go through a hangover. You go through this deal. I call it a hangover, but it's this where you just got high with Jesus in some place. And then you got to come back and you got to figure out how to conform your life to it. Okay, sister, I got to tell you this. Number one, I'm so proud of you. I am.
I love you guys.
I love you. I'm so proud of you. But I gotta throw this out there too. This is what Moses was a rock star at. The secret power of Moses was not that he could go up into the mountain and get the plan. The secret power of Moses is he could come down and build the tabernacle according to the plan while he was surrounded by idiots.
Awesome.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
And then we gotta tap into what Brother Moses tapped into. Yeah, the brother went into the cloud. The brother got up there.
It's good.
And the brother saw it, and he was in heavenly places for 40 days. Then he came down to an orgy. He came down to filth. He came down to everybody totally abandoned the Lord. He came down to the biggest mess, and he still built the tabernacle according to the plan that God Almighty had given him in that holy place. It was when he was in the unholy place, he could still carry out the plan. And if you're going to live a broken life before the Lord, and if you're going to let God Almighty wreck you, you're going to have to come back to the daily grind and figure it out.
Yeah, it's saying yes, having that yes in your spirit, even when it doesn't make sense, no matter what, no matter what it looks like, you know, you carry that yes.
I fear the Lord.
Yeah.
I fear the Lord. I do. I fear the Lord. And I don't mean not sit around and say, I'm terrified. I'm terrified of Jesus. I'm terrified of not walking with him.
Yeah.
I fear the Lord. I want to love what God loves and I want to hate what God hates. Those two little boys who rescued today mean everything to me.
Yes, Lord.
And though we've rescued over 12,000, I want every single time I see one, I want it to break my heart.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a car salesman. Once you lose the new car smell, you're toast. And I never want to lose that. I want it to be every single time. I want to be like, what? Oh my gosh. And I just want to be so broken before the Lord. Then I can be motivated to do everything else that we have to
do. Yeah, we're in a holy moment, and it's moving so fast and it's weighty, and we just can't normalize it.
I'm terrified of not walking with him.
Yeah.
You know, the scariest verse in the Bible is not, everybody says, I know what the scariest verse is. Depart from me, I never knew you. I'm not scared of that. Jesus has known me.
Yeah.
I might get a bad spank someday by King Jesus himself, but the problem is not going to be he's never known me.
Yeah.
I promise you. That's settled. The scariest verse in the Word of God is, and Samson went out as before and knew not that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. You can walk with God in a mighty way and get so gifted and get so good at what you do all the time, you can become numb to knowing if you're walking in the Spirit of the Lord or not. And I will not let that happen. By the grace of God, that will never happen, ever. I love Jesus way too much. I love him way, way, way too much. Mm. Okay. Well, friends, I'm gonna cut to a clip, and whenever we come back, I'm going to be talking to my good friend, Pastor David Whittington, who comes from Redemption House Church, which I love that name. Redemption. Hallelujah. Redemption House.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, is that not that is, our brand?
Yeah, that is.
I mean, that's everything I do is Redemption. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy's part of the same tribe. Mm-hmm. He's from Annapolis, Maryland, basically. I call it Annapolis. I'm sure he calls it something else. It's kind of like everybody says, Pastor Troy, he's from Dallas. Okay,
I'm like, not.
He's definitely not from Dallas. Definitely.
My God, nobody in Dallas is from Dallas. They're all from some freaking foreign country somewhere. So, thank you, very much. But just exactly like that. I'm sure he can pinpoint where he's from. But he has an amazing ministry. We're going to talk about the power of being wrecked, and you guys can join me right after this.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.
Hello, ODX family. I call you blessed in Jesus' name, especially all of those guys who are watching on our platform, ODX.TV. Woo! Because you partner with me, and because you help me, and because you're awesome. Thank you so much. All my friends on YouTube, I bless you in Jesus' name. All my friends on Facebook, hey, we're about to have 100,000 followers on Facebook. That's a really big deal. That should happen here within the next couple of weeks. And if you haven't pushed the button yet, do that so that we jump up there and do that. We're way past 200,000 now on YouTube, and we're headed toward 300,000. All my brand new friends on Rumble, all my friends on X, be sure and like this and share this. And guys, you're going to enjoy this next segment, because joining me here today is a pastor. He's a friend. He's a nerd. And let me tell you about his nerd. He's a next level techie nerd. Next level. He's a big time AI guy. He's a big time guy that uses those tools to help the body of King Jesus. And he's also an outreach fanatic. World-class people go to his church to speak at his school of the supernatural. And I'm about to ask him about who all those people. I mean, everybody's like, all of us guys that we kind of make the tour through the yes, and we actually speak at different churches, like everybody agrees, you got to go to Pastor David Whittington's church, which is called Redemption House. He's here with us today. Pastor David, what's up, dude?
Man, I was getting wrecked earlier just thinking about, I just got back from South Africa, and you're right, there's a calibration.
Yes, it is a calibration.
Yeah, it's like you're just kind of recalibrating. I don't want to go back. One of the scriptures I just got from this time was to expand your tent pegs. Because every time you stretch, you need to make sure that you expand. So if you don't expand, then you're going to shrink back. And you're going to be right where you were, or next best thing. So nobody wants to go backwards. God's extending us. He's extending the family here. And I'm so blessed to be back. Got to see almost 1,100 salvations, 396 healings. Got to see two people get out of a wheelchair.
Wow. Come on.
One person was paralyzed on the whole right side of their body, was even affecting their intestines. The power of God was there to heal, to deliver, set free. We did baptisms, and then we did a Holy Ghost fire tunnel at the end.
We should do that tonight. We should do a fire tunnel tonight.
That would be
my
great. Tennis shoes.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yes.
And have everybody in the house go through the tunnel and everybody gets prayed for.
Awesome. That would be great.
You know what? We'll do that.
We should do that. You have a lot of help tonight.
Yeah, we will. We will have a lot of help tonight. So yeah, we do need a lot of help, but that'll be great. So, okay. When you come back from a mission trip, so you just got back from there, and then you came out here to Texas. Mm-hmm. to love on me and to just be my friend, which I'm so grateful. And you're trying to help me. We're trying to upgrade in everything we're doing to make room for all these kids that we're about to rescue.
It's happening. I'm just so excited. I could see it coming together. In fact, just to watch the progress, even over the last few years that we've known each other, to watch how God's just bringing things together, aligning things, it's evident the growth trajectory of the ministry and the amount of help that you're reaching out to kids has just gone through the roof since I've known you. And that's hard to do, year over year growth. And it's because of great partners. It's also because of a willing heart to say, hey, we can do more. And great staff members that are in the same heartbeat and alignment with you. It's just, you're unstoppable, man. It's God's with you. God's
with
you.
He is with me, I promise. He is with me. And I'm blown away at how the Lord is with me, honestly. Yeah. I have such incredible favor, and I get to see so many good things. And I'm just, I'm wrecked, I'm grateful, and I'm full of wonder. That's a really good thing. Yeah, because you have seen us grow a lot just in the past couple of years.
Yeah, so one of the things I realized as this Branson opportunity is opening up, we just sealed that in the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
You guys should be all praying for that. Let me just speak to you guys. You should all be praying for that. First of all, everything you pray into, sow into, causes honor to grow you. It causes you to excel in life. And, you know, if you find yourself, stop daydreaming about tomorrow and start being active in your today. Start being present with the Lord, presently used by God, present to pray, because this Branson deal is something the Lord wants to do. Now we have to all get behind it, pray, support. And what happens is the more you pray and support, the more God accelerates you. And we've seen that in our own housing. We've housed hundreds and hundreds of people in our own house and also other houses. People bought us houses. Things just happen like that when you're doing the will of the Lord. But see, the problem is people, they forsake the day of small beginnings. Mm. Like, oh, I'm not there yet. I can't do anything. No, you can do plenty, plenty. You got to see what you can do and just go for it with all your heart. Give every day to the Lord and do the fullness of what you can. And you'll see your time, your life expand. People will come around you. Like you guys, you know, you guys are just such a inspiration to us, and seeing like the housing we've done and what our stories have been. And I'm so excited to have my son-in-law with me, which was also, we don't call it rescued. It's kind of weird to say, hey, we just brought a prostitute in our house. Can you stand up and tell everybody how you got delivered today? So that's why you guys got the black over their eyes. Yeah. But if they're in your church congregation, so I'm still trying to maneuver these waters. But I feel the just inspiration being here.
Thanks, man. Well, so when you say that you've taken hundreds of people into your house, you're talking about your physical house, your house.
Oh yeah. Lots of people.
And right now you have 20. People living in your house with you and your wife.
Yeah, and it was kind of wild because we got this great deal. We moved to the waterfront in Annapolis.
Wow.
We're so excited. We're like, woo, we're retired. We're retiring.
Empty nesters.
We're retiring, and our own kids have grandkids, and they all live in their own houses. And we're like celebrating, and we're like, we're just going to have a boat, and we're going to go fishing and have fun. And the next thing you know, like, oh, these people, they're really having struggles. And then we're like, well, just do help these two. And then next thing you know, you're helping the next two. And then you're like, we just had a wild story I've been telling everybody, because kind of shows the gravity of a willing, broken and contrite heart. See, when you really, you were talking about that earlier,
that's right.
Psalm 51.
That's right,
Psalm 51. Broken and contrite heart, O Lord, you will not despise. You want God's favor. Just be broken before him to do whatever he says. And so, I was getting ready to preach on a Sunday morning. My wife comes up to me and said, somebody overdosed in the parking lot. No. And I go out there. I never seen the guy, but it was his first time coming to church. And he used drugs before he got in the Uber we paid for to come to church. He overdosed. I prayed for him, put my hand on his chest. He started breathing. I saw the ambulance was there. I was like, they could take care of it from here. Most of you guys can go and just left the security there with them to kind of give a dialogue of what happened. He goes to the hospital, gets resuscitated, is doing better. He can't get a ride back to New Jersey. He's been in prison about 30 of his years of life. And the next thing you know, he's like, he saw a flyer and he says, hey, what's that flyer? That's where I was going. I was going to that church. He gave him the address and said, well, we can Uber you there. That's only 15 minutes away. They Ubered him there. I was on the way to Patricia King's for Apostles, Prophets kind of gathering. And my wife sees him. She calls him to the front, starts praying over him, prophesying over him. And next thing you know, he reaches down in his sock, pulls out the fentanyl that overdosed him earlier, gives it to her. And she's like, we're going to burn this. And she's like, and tonight you're coming home with us and you're going to be changed forever. And she just starts prophesying over him. So 3 months now he's been living with us, 30 years, gangbanger, Latino from New Jersey. Now we got him living with us and his life's just really radically changed. So more to that story as it develops and we keep sowing into his life, keep watching God do great things. It's what we do, right?
It's what you do.
I can send some your way.
Okay.
You got one now.
Thank you. I'm in, man. No, it's what you do, man. You make it look so easy. I mean, your wife, she's a guy who's, you know, drug addicted. He's been in prison his whole life. And her response is, you need to move into our house with me and God's going to change your life forever.
While my husband's out of town.
While my husband's out of town.
Yeah. Wild woman.
Are you guys picking this up? How crazy they are?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Because they're nuts. And I love it.
Well, I see Lisa Hayes on here. She says, I'm one of the 20 people living with Apostle David and Tracy.
Come on.
Indianapolis. Aww. Yay, God. I think you've got a couple of people on here.
Awesome. Aww. Yeah.
So that's cool. Wow. Hi, Lisa.
We wanted them to get to hear about what God was doing. Lisa's an incredible success story. We helped rescue their 12-year-old who went through some living in houses that was overdosing. He moved into the house, and then they got clean and sober, moved into the house. They're helping us run our new recovery church.
Yay.
We're helping bridge the gap from recovery, 12-step, over into radical Holy Ghost church.
Wow.
So, that takes a little bit of bridge building, to go from one extreme to the other.
Okay, whenever we're about to leave and we're about to go behind the veil, which is exclusive to ODX.TV, okay? And remind me, Pastor, I'll set you up for a lifetime, okay, so that you guys in your house, y'all can plug into everything ODX.
Okay? Oh, that'd be cool.
I'll give you guys, I want to give you guys a lifetime membership, and there you go, because we already partnered together, and that's awesome. But then you're actually going to be bringing your son-in-law. Where did you meet your son-in-law at?
So my son-in-law was brought to us, some friends at the church. They said, hey, there's this guy, he's really struggling with alcoholism and drugs, and he needs help, and you guys would really be able to help him. So he moved in, and next thing you know, he starts getting his life together, starts being excited about being in church, starts serving on the ministry team, starts learning how to do media. And as he gets more and more faithful, somehow, my daughter, he got my daughter's eye, and next thing you know, I'm a grandparent of 7 grandkids. They got 5 of their own.
Oh my God.
And we'll show you some story, show you some pictures.
That's awesome, man.
And behind the veil. So it's really exciting.
We'll do all that once we go behind the veil. Yeah. All right. So you're going to stick around, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friends, you don't want to miss the rest of this conversation. And if you do miss it, it's because you're not partnering with me at ODX.TV. And it's one of the things that we offer to everybody that partners with us through ODX is all the content that is on ODX.TV. And guys, it is growing daily. Every one of these shows that you hear I'm on, we load them up onto ODX. Plus, we also have the entirety of season 1 of The Counter is on there. All of my teaching, all of my conferences is on there, including all of my Numbers That Preach teaching is on there. All of my teaching on stars and the constellations and how the heavens declare the glory of God. All of our rescue stories are on there. There's so much stuff. And guys, we're about to load up season 2 of The Counter. And so it's already in the editing process right now, and it's already happening. In fact, do you guys have that clip of me talking about that how I took that whip away from that guy?
Oh, the reel?
The reel.
It was from the NRB?
Yep.
Oh,
it's really funny. We'll go out with that.
Let me see. It's going to take me a second to find it.
It's okay. I've got just a minute. We can do all this. Yeah, so you got it? So whenever this is actually a clip from the NRB, and whenever we all got together, and I was telling a story about how that I walked into this. Well, you heard it. You've already seen it because you made a comment on it yesterday, That I went into this orphanage, and we had just bought the orphanage. We just bought it. And so there was 400 something kids in this orphanage in India. And we went over there for the very first time over there and go see. I want to meet these kids. I want to meet the staff. When I walked into the place, they were having a big meeting to meet. Hey, Papa Troy's about to be here. And so they had them all cleaned up and they had them all together. And this dude was beating the fire out of one of these kids. Mm. And I walked in and went, what's going on? And it kept on and kept on and kept on. And then I took that stick away from him and I beat the living fire out of him in front of the whole deal. And so we put together a clip about it. I was telling this story. And that was my grand interest as Papa Troy. I'm not talking tough. I'm not a tough guy. I'm just not afraid. And so, I'm not a tough guy. I run around with tough guys. I mean, I feel like I'm 90 feet tall when I'm running around with all my operators. And because I'm not. But with that said, man, Leanna was like, wow, that was a grand entrance, Troy. All those kids were like, who the heck is this? Because I went, and just started spanking.
Did it make you feel like Jesus is not nice?
That was what it felt like. Like, why would you do that? Because Jesus would do that is why. That's why you would do that. Because Jesus would whoop the fire out of that dude and go, quit beating my kids. What are you doing? And people are like, no. Well, that's why your church is failing. That's why your ministry is failing. Because you went woke instead of going the way of the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. All right, so do we have that?
Our internet is going slow, so it's downloading.
Well, tell everybody what all we got to tell them so that we can go out.
You go ahead.
Okay, so tonight, you guys are not going to want to miss midweek Supernatural Miracle Signs and Wonders service with Pastor Troy and Pastor David. It's going to be amazing, 7 p.m. Burleson, Texas, or you can join us at odx.tv. And also, don't forget, if you guys want to sew, you can go to troybrewer.com, click gift. You can go to odx.tv, or you can mail us at P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, to get involved and be a media missionary. And if you give $50 today, you get a rescuer hat, and just send us your info, and we'll be able to send you that. And we'll be here next. We'll see you on Sunday with Pastor Troy's sermon, and we'll see you in a bit.
And what else? What else is there? Don't forget, Eric Steckelback show.
We'll be on Friday.
Yes, and I need you guys to get on there. I need you guys to comment. I'm going to be on the show this afternoon. Is that going to be live?
That's not live. Mm-mm. That's a pre-tape. You're actually going to be on Nino's Corner. He's got over 500,000 subscribers. And when I talked to his producer yesterday, just kind of get a feel of what it was going to be like, she's like, you know, what are Pastor Troy's topics? And I was like, well, because I didn't know they reached out to us. Wow. This wasn't like a guy that you had been like corresponding with. And I was like, well, you know, he talks about numbers and prophecy and he saw a giant and we rescue kids from human trafficking. She's like, all of that. We'll talk about all of that. So wow. I think it's going to be fine.
I'm trying to think what the name of that broadcast is. This huge that they reached out to me and I sent it to you.
The Joyopolis one?
No, it was, I sent it to you when I was in LA and said, be sure and get this thing done. So I'm sure that you did.
I'm sure I did. Cause I followed up on all that stuff.
Yeah. So, but with us, you would know, they have several million followers, yada, yada, yada. It's a really big deal.
Okay.
So we're trying to set that. And those guys are reaching out to me in a crazy way going, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of you. I need you on my show. So I wish I could remember. I thought it'd trigger you and you would remember who it was. So, all right. But nonetheless, guys, be looking for that. We're going to start posting on across all of our stuff. Hey, be watching tonight and get on there and make comments and let's make a bunch of noise so that we tell the whole wide world that Jesus Christ is rescuing children out of the horrors of sexual slavery. If you're watching on ODX, stay where you're at because I'm going to be joining you for a private conversation not only with Pastor here, but also with his son-in-law. We're going to hear his story. And do we have the same?
No, something's up with our internet. It's being really weird.
Okay. We're going to watch whatever video
we'll watch behind the veil.
In the first place. Here we go.
This is Naomi, 16, 8 months pregnant, pulled from a river while running for her life from the evil men who had trafficked her. This is Emily, 15, betrayed by her own father and handed over to one of the most violent trafficking rings upon all the earth. This is Sophie and Anna, 12 and 15, sisters, sold into a life of sexual exploitation by their own mother. And this is Shravani, 8, vulnerable, sleeping on the ground with nobody to fight for. These faces all have one thing in common. They are all set free. And they are just 5 of the 11,000 children that we've rescued all over the world. I'm Troy Brewer, and for over 30 years, my team and I have been rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking. And friends, we are not stopping. These are the faces of freedom. Get in the fight with us. Go to troybrewer.com or call 877-413-0888. Because there's another face out there right now, another child waiting for someone like you to step up and to say, not on our watch.